Podcast Help Desk number 101 for October 21st, 2017. And I'm going to dispense with all the music and stuff here for season two, at least for now. May change that later. But welcome to the 101 series, since this is 101. And also welcome to season two. As I mentioned, I'm playing around with the Apple season tags and all that. So if you're listening in iOS 11 podcast app, you know, the stock one that comes with the Apple iThingies, then you'll notice that this is season two. And everybody else will just notice it's another episode. So is what it is. So let's get down to business. I've got it kind of laid out how I'm going to do this over the next 10 episodes, I believe. Let me see. I closed that document. Oh, well. Yeah, over the next 10 or so episodes, we're going to take you from an idea all the way to having your podcast up on the directories, having your first episode out, and everything in between. Now, I'm going to give you a lot of opinion. And what my opinion is my best advice of the way I would do it. There are other ways of doing everything, of course, and, I will do my best to sort of explain how all that works and why you might not want to do certain things. So let's get on with the first episode, and this one's going to be planning your podcast. And, you know, when you're going to start a podcast, it's best to lay out how you're going to do it. I've made the mistake many times. I got this idea for a podcast. And, 2 hours later, I have the podcast up, but it's not the way I want it. And, it's a lot easier to take it just a little slow. One of the things I tell a lot of people that I talk to in the day job is, the single worst thing a podcaster can do is get into a hurry. You don't want to rush these things. And, you don't want to also, paralysis by analysis, as they say. You don't want to worry, about every little thing and get everything just exactly perfect. Definitely just launch. But, if you think it out just a little bit, you'll be a lot better off. So I kind of have, 7 or 8 items here of what I would do, when I start a podcast, what I do when I start a podcast, because I'm hopefully not going to be starting anymore. That's another subject for another time. But first thing you got to do is pick your subject. Pick what your podcast is going to be about. If you're passionate about, in my case, underwater basket weaving, that's my demo site. but we'll just use that as the generic whatever you're passionate about. Now, you don't absolutely have to be passionate about what you talk about, but it certainly helps because you should be at least interested. So I would say pick your subject, and if if you're here listening to this podcast, you probably already have an idea of what you want a podcast about. That should be mostly automatic, but nail it down. What are you going to talk about in general? And, what are you not going to talk about? One of the things I hear people say is, this podcast is for everybody. Well, if that podcast is for everybody, it's really for nobody. And, getting too general of a subject, in your podcast can be, can be detrimental. Also, pick a subject that you're unique in. I was just about to say, don't do another entrepreneur podcast interviewing other entrepreneurs, okay? Because there's 8 million of them out there. But if you've got a unique way of doing it, then okay, great, do it. But just be aware that pretty much everything has been done at least once. So don't worry about competition. But then again, also don't. Don't do the same thing as somebody else. If you've got a unique way of doing whatever it is you want to do, go for it. But, you got to kind of nail down what your subject's going to be about. The other one, the next one's pretty important. Pick a title. You need an overall title for your show. This show's called Podcast Help Desk. I have another show called Mike Dell's World. Todd over at Geek News Central has Geek News Central. You know, Dave Jackson's got School of Podcasting. Daniel Lewis has Audacity to Podcast. You know, it goes on and on. But that's the title. You know, whatever you do. And keep it kind of short. I know people stuff those with keywords and they have these really long, ugly titles. But think of the podcasts that you know of by word of mouth. You know, WTF. You know, Serial. S-Town, you know, Reply All, you know, whatever it is, it's not, you know, in my case, Podcast Help Desk, Dash, the number one podcast on how to podcast using WordPress and PowerPress by a expert, blah, blah, you know, just, man, you don't need that long title. Just, you know, keep it succinct. You know, Podcast Help Desk. If you go to Google now and search Podcast Help Desk, I should come up. And that's what you want to go for. Short, sweet, to the point. You can put all that extra metadata in your episode titles if you want. You know, pick a title and then get a domain. And those two things you should do at the same time. Regardless of whether you're going to have a full website or not, you should get a domain name that matches or closely matches your title. So, you know, if you want to pick, you know, something that's pretty generic, you know, it's going to be hard to find the domain name that fits it. And, okay, now this is a bad example, but Podcast Help Desk. Okay, yeah, if I wasn't talking about podcasting, say I was talking about, I don't know, car repair. So if I would have picked that as a subject and still kept with the help desk thing, it would have been carrepairhelpdesk.com. It wouldn't be carrepairhelpdeskpodcast.com, although you can add the word podcast in there if the domain you want is not available. But, you know, try to find something unique. And the word podcast is kind of a lousy SEO term, but it does tell your potential listeners, you know, who you are. So, you know, like in my case, MikeDell.com is the home base of Mike Dell's World Podcast. So it doesn't even have to match exactly. You know, I don't have the word podcast in that domain name. But you definitely want to get a domain name that is closely related to the subject matter and or the title that you pick. So those two and three can be kind of the same thing, you know, in the planning stage. Get a name and get a domain name. And then this one, number four, this is the one that I run into a lot in my day job. And in case you guys don't know, my day job is head of tech support for Blueberry Podcasting, Raw Voice Incorporated. So, you know, I deal with podcasters all day who have not done this. But figure out ahead of time what and how you're going to use to generate your RSS feed. Podcasting is really a distribution method. You know, yeah, it's the content, obviously. But what I'm saying is, you know, the word podcasting means you have an RSS feed. You are doing episodic content. And let's not even talk about the iTunes tags that say Serial. But anyway, so episodic content, you're doing it, you know, on a somewhat regular basis, and you are putting it in an RSS feed. And Rob Walsh over at Libsyn, one of our competitors at Blueberry, but, you know, he's been in podcasting forever and has good advice. He says that also, before you really have a podcast, you have to be in the Apple Podcast Directory, or as everybody calls it, iTunes. Apple's not calling it iTunes anymore. It's Apple Podcasts. But anyway, we've beat that dead horse. But you got to figure out how you're going to do your RSS feed. That is going to be the most important technical thing about your podcast. Of course, content's king, all that good stuff, and marketing and whatnot. But, you know, bottom line, the RSS feed is the podcast. It's your transmitter for your radio station. You know, that's the analogy I draw. You know, your RSS feed is an address that sits out there on the internet, and all the applications, all the directories, all the, you know, your listeners, subscribers, they tune to that RSS feed address to get your content. Now, it's hidden in a lot of the apps now. You know, in a lot of the apps, you just search for what you want to do, you hit subscribe, you never see that RSS feed. But that RSS feed is driving that content. So make sure you know how you want to do it. Of course, my recommendation is WordPress, and that's WordPress.org. Don't go to WordPress.org. It's a self-hosted WordPress, which means you rent some space out on the internet to put a WordPress installation. You don't go to WordPress.com and sign up. That will work, but you have to, I think it's $300 a year to get the PowerPress plugin to make podcasting work correctly. So there's cheaper options out there. I recommend GoDaddy, SiteGround, HostGator, DreamHost. Don't necessarily recommend Bluehost, but Bluehost is there. They're cheap. Be wary about where you do your WordPress, and you know that the cheapest is not necessarily the best, because it all has to work, and it has to work on a fairly consistent basis, or you're going to have issues. But I do recommend WordPress using the PowerPress plugin as the number one way I would do an RSS feed, and that's how you're getting this show right now. You could also go with no website and use the RSS feed from your media host. Libsyn.com uses that as kind of their primary way of doing it. Blueberry has that as a secondary way of doing it. We do encourage you to do the WordPress thing, and in fact, Blueberry does free WordPress sites with, media hosting. So, you know, there's no excuse not doing a WordPress site, regardless of what you want. So I still say, do the website. But, you know, if you're super geeky, you could even roll your own XML file. You know, make your own RSS feed. You know, it's just a text file that sits on a web server somewhere. But there's a lot of specifications to it. So you got to be really good and geeky to do it that way. And then, of course, last would be like a proprietary service such as, you know, Podbean, SoundCloud. I mean, there's a bunch of them out there that are, you know, pretty much closed systems. And, that works. But, you know, you better be happy with it. And also pick one that's going to be around a while. You know, as we've talked about before, SoundCloud isn't all that stable. Podbean's going to be around for a while, I'm pretty sure. There's Audio Boom. Audio Boom is a, you know, very proprietary system. It does work, but then again, you have less control over your RSS feed. So, you know, I always like to tell people, you know, if possible, you want to have your domain name in your RSS feed. Secondarily, you want to have it at a company that allows you control of your RSS feed, and you're not going to have any problems with it. So, you know, the old thing that says it has to have my domain in it, you know, it's not exactly, the golden rule there, because there are companies out there that are really good about letting you have control over your RSS feed. Blueberry, Libsyn, Spreaker, there's a number of them that will, even if you're using the company's website address in your RSS feed, will allow you total control, you know, to redirect that to some other service if you want to, or to your own website if you want to. So, you know, like I said, it's not a hard, fast rule. I still recommend, you know, if possible, use WordPress PowerPress with your domain in it, and that keeps all your branding consistent, gives you complete control 100%. Like if you use blueberry.com's RSS feed from blueberry.com, yeah, technically it belongs to Blueberry, but we're good about it. Same thing with Libsyn and a bunch of the others, but not all. There's some out there that once you're in, and they're not going to do any redirecting whatsoever. And I'll try to dig up my current list of those and include those in the show notes for episode 101. Here at podcasthelpdesk.com. And one of them that really gets people, it seems to be technically the hardest thing when planning your podcast is the artwork. Now, the artwork has to serve a couple of purposes. The main purpose of the artwork is branding. So you want, people, when they look at their phone and they look at your, they see your podcast is up and, a new episode, they're going to see this little, 3/4 inch by 3/4 inch representation of your artwork. That's your logo, sort of, kind of. And that's, they're going to see that. And as long as, when that stays consistent. Now, I change mine every so often. That's fine. That's all good. But you want it to be recognizable in 3/4 inch by 3/4 inch on a phone. But there are some very specific specifications of this artwork. And, and Apple, and all the other directories. I keep going back to Apple. Apple, roughly now is about 51% of the podcast world. That's a big chunk. And some people's shows lend themselves more to Apple stuff, but it's not all of it. There's Android, there's Windows Phone. Believe it or not, I even have a BlackBerry listener. Hello, BlackBerry listener. Contact me. I want to know who you are. But it's not just Apple. But Apple is the big gorilla, and Apple pretty much makes the specs that everybody else follows. So in the artwork, you have to make sure that, A, it's distinct. If you're going to put text in it, make sure the text is big enough to where when it's shrunk down to 3/4 inch by 3/4 inch, that you can tell what it is. Make sure it looks good blown up or shrunk down or whatever. It has to be at least 1,400 pixels, and it has to be exactly square. That doesn't mean 1,399 by 1,401 pixels. It has to be 1,400 by 1,400 or 1,456 by 1,456. It just has to be exactly square, at least 1,400 pixels, and no more than 3,000 pixels. But it has to be exactly square. It has to be in the RGB color spectrum. So it has to be an RGB file, not a CMYK file or an index file. It also has to be either a JPEG or a PNG, a PNG. Okay? Now, if your artwork has a picture of you, a continuous tone, normal picture of you or whatever in it, then you're going to want to go JPEG for sure, because PNG will just get huge. And if your artwork is, just nice illustration, whatever, with, maybe 10, 12 colors in it total, then a PNG might be the best way. Experiment with that. Because the idea is you want to get it as small in file size as you can. The pixels, that's hard and fast. 1,400 by 1,400 up to 3,000 by 3,000 RGB. But then completely square, but you have to have it below 500 kilobytes or 0.5 megabyte in file size. That's hard to do at 3,000 pixels, by the way. Experiment with that. If you're not doing your own editing, make sure that when you contract somebody to make your artwork, that you tell them it has to be below 0.5 megabyte in file size, and it has to be that pixel depth. Had good luck with some people on Fiverr. Be careful about that. They may use some copyrighted stuff, so your mileage may vary there too. But make sure you have that artwork when you're getting ready to launch your podcast. And we're going to have a whole show about quote-unquote launching coming up in a couple of episodes. The other thing you got to figure out content-wise is your show format. Now, if you guys have listened to me in the past, you'll know that this show follows a fairly strict format, or did. I'm kind of going to twist that up a little bit for this season two here. But for the most part, I announce, podcast help desk number, blah, 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 for whatever date. And then it goes into about a 30-second intro, where I have a voiceover guy telling me about, telling you about what's going on with some jazz music. It's kind of cool. I may stop using that. The And then after that, I go into my little intro segment, and then I do a segment about whatever the main subject is. Then I do, or maybe news, and then the main subject, then whatever, and then the ending. And I've got kind of a, you know, an outro sort of thing that I play at the end, and all that. That's what the format is in this show. You know, some shows like, say No Agenda, Adam Curry and John Dvorak. They do a show and it's 3 hours long, but they follow a pretty strict format. They do a little bit of rambling at the beginning, a little personal stuff, and then they do a few news stories and subjects that they're talking about, and then they go into a donation section, and that's a whole other subject. And then their first donation section, and then they do some more news and some more commentary, and then they go into their second donation segment, and then they finish out the show with some, you know, less important subjects but fun stuff. And then at the end of the show, they play a bunch of music and clips that people have sent them. So it's kind of a cool show, and they follow that format. You know, there's other shows that that follow very strict formats, and some that don't. You know, my Mike Dell's World podcast, it doesn't follow a format. It's, I pick up the mic, I talk, I put it down. Sometimes I play music, sometimes I do produced pieces, sometimes I do just, you know, sound seeing tours. That's a word you haven't heard in a long time. That was a word back in the day when we first started podcasting. A lot of people were doing what was called sound seeing tours. Fun stuff. Look it up. Anyway, you know, the format of that show is unformatted, so, you know, that might work for you as well. But, you know, kind of figure out the layout of the basic show. And that's probably going to be it for this thing. You know, that's just, you know, some things you need to think about when you're, you know, planning your podcast. You know, think about how you want to do the tech, how you want to do the you know, what you want the title to be. Get the domain name in place. You know, if you're going to do a website, you know, get your website going. If you're going to do it at Blueberry, you'll want to sign up for that. Get your site going. It's no big deal. But, you know, get it going, and don't be in an all fire hurry, but also don't sit back and wait too long, because best time to start a podcast is today. As Dave said, Dave Jackson says, the best time to start a podcast is in 2004 or 2005. The second best time is right now. So, anyway, with that, this has been Podcast Help Desk 101, the start of the 101 series, Planning Your Podcast. Let me look here. I'm going to bring up my doc here and see what's up next time. And I'm going to be a little quicker with these, and these are going to be a little shorter than average. So, because I want to kind of get these out there so that if you're chomping at the bit to start your podcast, you'll have all the information from me. Like I said, I'm going to have some opinions in here. I'm going to have some facts that I know are true. And all right, so next week we're going to talk about recording equipment. Yeah, that's fun. We can overanalyze microphones from, you know, here to gone. So, you know, let's do a little of that next week or next time. I don't know about a week. It might be 3 days from now. I don't know. Next thing after the equipment is recording that first episode. And then we're going to do myths about launching a podcast, launching in quotes, artwork and branding. I'm going to have a whole episode about artwork, but, you know, it's good to get it ahead of time when you're planning your podcast. Setting up your RSS feed. We'll go through the actual steps of setting up an RSS feed. In this case, it's going to be using WordPress and PowerPress, and that one's going to be about an hour long, because that's about how long it takes. But we'll get her done. Promoting your podcast. So we'll give you some ideas how to promote your podcast and what not to do to promote your podcast. And there's a couple other episodes in there as bonuses, you know, content and things to avoid. And then we'll get back to the normal podcast help desk episodes. But I figured you know, since this is episode 101, what a better time to start this sort of thing over. So with that, everybody have a great week or whatever. I'll be back with episode 102 pretty quick.